This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار جارني الله وإياكم من عذاب النار. All praise is due to Allah and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the seal of the prophets and messengers, our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. As to what follows, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, during this transitory life, there is one thing that we all have in common as human beings, and that is our pursuit of success. Each and every one of us want to be successful. And so we are all striving to be successful. And the Arabic word for success is falah. And the word for the greatest success is aflaha. The word that Allah Azza wa Jal uses in the Quran for the greatest success is aflaha. And when we look at the Quran, and we look at this word aflaha, we see that it appears three times throughout the Quran. And not only does it appear three times, but in every time that it is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another word before aflaha, and that is the word qad. And qad means for sure, for certainty, indeed, absolutely. So aflaha, and then we have qad aflaha. So this is the phrase that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses three times to describe absolute success. And so we find the first ayah in Surah Al-A'la. And this is the very surah that it is sunnah to recite on the Friday Jumu'ah prayer where the imam recites it. It's also sunnah to recite it during the Eid prayer, because it has an important message in it. And part of that message is aflaha, about success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has certainly succeeded the one who purifies himself and mentions the name of his Lord and he prays. And so the truly successful person is the one who purifies himself. Purifying yourself means to be doing all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and abstaining from all of the sins that He has prohibited. And the price payable when you purify yourself is Jannah. And the goal of every human being should be to purify himself, and the outcome, the natija of purifying yourself is entry into Jannah. The second verse is found in Surah Ash-Shams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدَ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. And once again he says, he has succeeded the one who purifies it, meaning his soul, himself, his inner self. And to understand a concept, we need to also understand the opposite of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, straight after saying قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, He gives us the opposite of success, and He says وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, and He has failed, خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, the one who instills his nafs, his self, with corruption. And so dasaha is about distancing oneself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engaging in the prohibitions, attaching oneself to the desires of this worldly life, oppressing other people, that's going to lead to ultimate failure, and that is the saha. The third verse, whereby Allah mentions the phrase again, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. He says it in Surah Al-Mu'minun at the very beginning, the very first verse. Allah Azza wa Jal says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful are the believers. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this surah, He enumerates the characteristics and the traits of the believers who are going to be ultimately successful. And of all the traits and of all the attributes, He mentions the salah. He says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And this is the first quality. Those who are humbly submissive in their salah. Because salah is the backbone of the religion, of the deen. Salah is the first act of worship that we're going to be questioned about on the Day of Judgment. It's the only act of worship that was legislated above the heavens. And so when we repair our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find the relationship with ourselves, with our people around us, our family members, that will also be repaired, as the pious people of the past said. Repair your relationship with the Creator, and He will repair your relationship with the creation. The one act of worship in the Quran that has been paired, that has been sitting side by side with most of the acts of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated, is the salah. So let's have some examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pairs up tawheed, monotheism, the oneness of Allah, He pairs it up with salah. When Musa, Kalimullah, when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was summoned by Allah to the valley of Tuwa, when he was commanded to come, instructed to come to the valley of Tuwa, he arrives to the appointment, he removes his shoes, and now two of the greatest acts of worship are revealed to Musa. Allah Azza wa Jal says to him, Innani an Allah. He says, I am Allah. La ilaha illa ana. Fa'abudani wa aqimis salata li dhikri. He says, indeed, I am Allah. There is no deity except me. So worship me and establish the salah. And establish the prayer from my remembrance. Salah is also paired up with zakat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. Establish the prayer, give the zakat, and bow with those who bow. Salah has been paired with the rituals of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. He says, pray to your Lord and sacrifice. And we know that the delight and the apple of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's eyes was the salah. And during the battle of Al-Khandaq, in the battle of the trench, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba were kept so busy by the infidels, by the mushrikun, that they actually missed the Asr prayer. And that enraged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They forgot about the Asr prayer. And that enraged them. It enraged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to have missed one prayer. And so what did he do because of that? He said, may Allah, he said, mala Allahu quburahum wa buyutahum nara. He said, may Allah fill their graves and their houses with fire, as they kept us so busy that we could not offer the middle prayer until the sun had set. And then we look at Prophet Shu'aib. When the Prophet Shu'aib admonished his people and he warned his people against shirk, polytheism, and economic corruption that was taking place in that community, they looked at Shu'aib and they said, قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء. They said, O Shu'aib, does your salah, is it because of your salah? Is it because of your salah? Your salah, is that what it teaches you, to abandon what our forefathers have worshipped? or desist from doing what we like with our wealth. And so, subhanAllah, they attributed his goodness and his justice to salah, because that's what salah produces. Salah produces many amazing things. And subhanAllah, they attributed this to his righteousness. And this is the mark of a truly righteous and wise person, that he maintains the salah. And this is why the mu'adhin, he says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Come, come to salah, come to success. Al-ulama, the Muslim scholars, they defined falah when they spoke about success. They said, it's about achieving what you want while being saved from everything that you fear. That's success. And so what is the ultimate success? Success is to achieve the rida and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Success is to achieve the outcome of why we exist. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We've been created to worship Allah alone. Success is to be drawing close to Allah through good deeds, especially after we commit bad deeds. Success is about keeping away from that which is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Success is about making achievements with Allah in this life and being from amongst those who are successful in the hereafter. And if you're not achieving this, then that's the opposite of success. And that is, you know, you're going to become a loser sooner or later. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, This world has been created so we can pass it, not to gain it. So we're in transit right now. You know, when you travel to another country, if you want to travel to Medina, for example, via a certain airline, you transit at a certain airport. Well, this is our transit before the hereafter. We're in transit mode. We're not here to take the dunya with us. And so, yes, you may be an entrepreneur. You may have billions. You have made achievements. These are achievements. This is not success. And so he said, destroy your desire that is inclined to it. Now the Arabic word for a farmer is falah. And it contains the same letters that aflaha and falah contain. What is the connection? And so perhaps the name of falah, which is the farmer, is derived from the outcome of his hard work. A farmer works very hard, and he's digging the earth, and he's planting only a few seeds. He doesn't have to plant a lot of seeds. He only has to plant a few seeds, and then what happens? And then he gains a lot out of a little bit. And so these few seeds can produce much fruit and much vegetables. Let's give an example. So for example, if you had a handful of tomato seeds, you know, let's say 250 seeds. 250 seeds, it is said, will produce approximately 250,000 kilos of tomatoes. That's just a few seeds. And if you had about 30 seeds of rock melon, this can produce 30,000 kilos of rock melon. Or if you had 400 seeds of onion, it can produce 400,000 kilos of onion. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, He amazes us, He astonishes us with extraordinary returns. And such is the case with our acts of worship. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example by using a grain such as a wheat grain, Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. So he says the example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a seed of grain which grows seven spikes. In each spike is 100 grains. And Allah multiplies, meaning the reward, for whomever He wills. and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. So one seed produces seven spikes. Each seed produces 100 grains. So from one seed, therefore, Allah multiplies it to 700 grains. So perhaps this is why the farmer in Arabic is known as a falah, because his trade of planting a few seeds allows him to harvest tons of return that make him successful as a business. In Bukhari and Muslim, we have the hadith whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, when one of you perfects his Islam, every good deed he does is written as 10 good deeds up to 700 times as much. One deed, you can be rewarded depending on your sincerity. It can be rewarded up to 700 times. And every bad deed that he does is written as one bad deed. So you plant one seed of good deed and you water it with ikhlas, with sincerity, with mutaba'ah, with conformity to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and inshallah you will see that seed of goodness resembling a mountain like the mountain of Uhud in the day of judgment. That is success. Allah wants us to be successful, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah wants us to be successful, to be doing trade with Him. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believed. He's talking to me, He's talking to you, He's talking to the believers. He says, shall I not guide you to a transaction, tijara, trade, that will save you from a painful punishment? It is that you believe in Allah and His Messenger, and that you strive in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your lives. That is best for you, if only you knew. And He says, what's the consequence? He'll forgive you your sins, and He'll admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow, and pleasant dwellings in gardens of perpetual residence. That is the greatest success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. In Sahih al-Bukhari, we learn about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, ni'matani maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nasi as-sihhatu wal-faragh. That there are two blessings which many people are wasting. And because they're wasting these blessings, they're not incurring success. And that is health and free time. So the successful person isn't the one who looks at time and he says, I'm killing time. As if time was created to be slaughtered. I'm killing time. You know, subhanAllah, the successful person, he's got no time to kill. He's got no time to waste. The successful person is the one who's investing. Who's investing in his time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an oath by time. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah makes an oath by time because time encapsulates all of our good deeds and our bad deeds that will either be used for us or against us on the day of judgment. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, these acts of worship were legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a purpose. They have a goal. When we worship Allah through salah, through zakah, through hajj, these are not just exercises. These are not just bodily movements and just moving our lips. These are not like the religions that were made up on earth. These are rituals. These are acts of worship that are legislated by Allah azza wa jal. And so subhanAllah, when you remember Allah, He remembers you. And when He remembers you, He instills within you the knowledge about the benefits of these acts of worship that motivate us to worship Him even more. For example, when we look at the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. So now we understand what is the goal of the salah is to keep away from obscenity and wrongdoings. And then when we look at the siyam and the fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated siyam for a purpose. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you gain taqwa. So now you encourage to fast because you know the purpose behind fasting. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated zakat, He says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Take from their wealth a charity by which you purify them and cause them increase. So when we give sadaqah, we're actually purifying our wealth and we're gaining out of that. When we look at Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. That what's the purpose of Hajj? There's many objectives, and one of them is that they witness things that are of benefit to them. And this includes benefits that are spiritual and benefits that are to do with the dunya. Ask the people that come back from Hajj and how Allah opens up many opportunities for them and alleviates poverty and removes the sins. And so all of the Sharia, all of the teachings of Islam are based upon wisdom, hikmah. They are based upon benefits. There are benefits, there are manafi'. Based upon justice, based upon adl, and based upon rahmah. And to gain a better understanding of a blessing or success, as we said, the Arabic proverb says, بِضِدِّهَا تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءُ. So we learn things from their opposite. And Allah describes who the losers are. The opposite of those who are going to ultimate success. So what is ultimate failure? قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. He says, indeed, the losers are the ones who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Unquestionably, that is the manifest loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. He says, every soul shall taste death, and you will only be given your full compensation on the day of resurrection. You can't expect to be compensated for every good deed that you do in this dunya. It's not going to happen. So he who is drawn away from the fire and admitted into the Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ, he has succeeded. And so the greatest loss is to lose the hereafter. The greatest success is to enter Jannah without any prior punishment. And the reality is, every single one of us will transition from health to the grave. From good health to the grave. From a career, an amazing career, to the grave. From a high position to the grave. From your family and loved ones to the grave. From everything to nothing in the grave. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are ultimately successful in the hereafter. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. When we dive into the Qur'an and we concentrate on the message of the Qur'an, tadabbur, and that's what Allah Azza wa Jal wants from us. Not just to be reading the Qur'an, but to read it with tadabbur, to read it with concentration, focus, understanding what is the message of the Creator. When we do this, we find pearls of wisdom. We find some amazing pearls. What we learn from the Qur'an in two different chapters, we see that there are four traits, four attributes that lead to the Jannah, and four attributes that are exactly the same in mentioning that lead to the hellfire. So either success or either loss and failure. In Surah Al-Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, speaking about the people of the hellfire, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What has put you into Saqar? Saqar is one of the names of the hellfire. What will the people of the hellfire say? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. That's the first one. The first thing that comes to their mind, the people of the hellfire, is the salah. That's the first one that will lead to the hellfire, not praying, abandoning the salah. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. Number two. And we were not from those who used to feed the miskeen, the poor, the needy person. We were not giving our zakat. وَكُنَّ نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. And we used to enter into vain talk, idle talk, nonsense talk, lies, deception, with those who engaged in it. That was number three. And number four, وَكُنَّ نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. And we used to deny the day of judgment. Salah, zakah, speech, and the day of judgment denying. Now let's look at another surah in the Quran. Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. These are now the traits of the people that are going to Jannah. So the first one is Iman, that they believe in the day of judgment. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Number two, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who observe their salah with khushu', observing their salah. And then he says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. In this sequence, those who turn away from ill speech. They don't want to engage in the gossip and the slander and the namima and all of that. So they turn away from it. And subhanAllah, he says next, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. Those who give their zakat. You want to be a successful person who enters Jannatul Firdaus? Then these are the four traits. And interestingly, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention salah then zakat. He mentions salah. He mentions the tongue, keeping away, and then he mentions the zakah. He places watching your tongue between two pillars, salah and zakat. Because the danger of this tongue and where it can lead. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are not يعني, going to be answering as the people of Saqar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide, to inspire, to motivate us to all that will warrant massive success in dunya and massive success in the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار يا رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.